back to the Crooked Spine Show. Have you ever been embarrassed by falling and you didn't know what happened? This talk helps you do the small exercises such as wall walking, such as rolling on your feet, such as walking backwards with your eyes closed, proper sitting and standing, to help you relearn what we learned when we were kids to maintain good balance, good lower body strength, so you don't fall and embarrass ourselves, my friends. All right, so then the talk has highlights as usual of each actual exercise we're talking about in an actual show. And again, this is a replay of a 2018 video that I had done, a workshop that'll help you regain your balance, maintain your strength, and basically maintain your pride at the same time. Enjoy the talk, my friends. Go to the show notes if you want for the highlights, previous podcasts, and make sure you stay and listen for the wrap-up afterwards, too.
Right now, I'm gonna do my talk. I thought about it last week when I was in there. I've done upper body, lower body. I've done things to help the balance improve, and even when you're in bed, how to start stretching, how to start moving better, how to get your body and circulation going too, to make the muscles over time stronger and more balanced. Okay, what I want to do now is put it all together, and how do we learn how to move our body by certain small steps to make our walking improve so we fall less and we have better balance. It's putting everything together, I think, at this point. Okay, so what I want to show is we can get ourselves taller too, right? It's always, always, always the first step is going to be is how do we improve our standing posture first? Before we're going to move, can we do things to improve how our body sits there without even moving first? So I always start with how do I do this? Okay? How do I stand against the wall? I've done this a couple times before, but my patients also, against the wall with your heels, hips, shoulder, and head. I just polished my shoe, so hopefully it doesn't get on the baseboards. We'll see in a minute. Okay? So how do we do this? Instead against the wall, if we can, holding something if we need to, say a chair in front of us, we can stand there and go, okay, does this feel good to me? If it doesn't, can I walk? Can I sit? Can I move to improve this? Because this position, my patients tell me they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, this position makes them feel better balanced and a stronger back and stronger legs. Can we get there over time, even if we're starting here, if we're in a wheelchair too, to get our body back here slowly, slowly, slowly. My best success rate is people going from a walker to a cane to using nothing over time. Okay, can you get yourself stronger so this feels better? So we can go from a walker to a cane possibly and get our body stronger and better balanced. That's the key. Okay, any questions so far? Nothing? It was easy there. Okay, number one thing is, that we talked about a second ago, it's called my 6 second posture video. I'll put it on the link on the video too, is here, heels, hips, shoulder, and head, where our body stays here for about 30 seconds. And sometimes people start here and go, there's all I can do, great. There's all I can do, great. This feels better to me, great. But it's better than wherever you were before. So you realize our brain will tell us over time, if we stand like this for a long time, move like this for a long time, sit like this for a long time, this position becomes our normal standing straight posture. Our brain will see this as our normal and go, yes, you are straight. And go, okay, I feel good. Until this starts hurting. Until I lose my balance. Until my legs get weaker and weaker and weaker. I have to get my body to see what normal is first using a wall. Most walls are permitted to be straight, right? You think, right? For the most part. So can I use that to improve over time where I need to get to? Any questions about that? Our brain will trick us. If I walk like this for a long time, it'll tell me, yeah, that's your straight, you're good. It'll just give, kind of give up, but it'll adjust what your straight is going to be until you have neck pain, back pain, hip pain, leg pain, or you fall. Okay? My job is getting you back here over time so you stay here. Once we get here, how do we make our brain calibrate, recalibrate, retune where our body should go, where it feels a better position? Someone comes here and they go, I feel really off. I feel like I'm leaning backwards. I'm like, yeah, you are because you started here. We have to get our body to sit back here over time by moving that direction. Okay, let me check the camera real quick. I'm going to adjust this a couple times as I do my talk so you can see exactly what it's going to be. So here, I'm going to move this direction. So instead of being, if I start here, my normal posture, I want to get back maybe a little bit more, where maybe not all existence feels too uncomfortable, maybe even painful. I want to get my body where it goes from being comfortable to being a little bit uncomfortable, a little awkward, a little weird. Okay, that feels a little balanced. Can I walk there? Not just you, maybe using a wall as a way to balance yourself initially. Can I go from here to here and slowly walk, holding a wall, where I feel I can look straight ahead, keep my body upright the whole time? Where I feel awkward and weird, if I walk this way, feel awkward and weird, my brain will recalibrate, hey, this, he is doing this often enough, I better adjust where the balance point is so this feels comfortable. Okay, see what I'm doing too? I'm keeping my eyes up here, okay? I'd like you to realize part of your proprioception, your nerves that control your balance, come from your neck, come from your hips, and come from your ankles. So if you're moving all three, hello, how are you?
Hello.
If you're moving all three together, your hips, your ankles, and your neck, your body can actually calibrate faster. So I want to move that better position. I want to have my head up here instead of being down. If my head's down, my spine is one chain, my body will naturally hunch forward. If I keep my head up and look down with my eyes, looking this way with my eyes, allows me to look down using my full vision, my vertical vision, I think it's called, vertical vision, down here instead of with my eyes straight with my head. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep my head up and be confident over time, because you want to make sure the floor is going to be even for you and safe. Over time, feel I can use my feet, my body, to balance, not my eyes, position where I want to go, because that makes your body want to hunch forward. Okay, so what I'm going to do again, just to reiterate, is keep my head up, head against the wall. Wherever I feel a little uncomfortable leaning backwards, I'm going to go back that position and walk heel to toe all the way about 4 or 5 steps. Okay, in my hallways, in my office rooms, they're maybe a little bit shorter than this, so this is all I use to train someone's posture. Okay, here again, 4 to 5 steps, head up, leaning back where I feel a little uncomfortable, and heel to toe. Why is it going to go heel to toe, you think? Why is that? Okay, if I'm leaning back here, my weight should naturally be back on my heels, so starting there allows your lower back to get stronger. If I'm leaning back more than I'm used to, my back muscles will naturally fire to maintain a balanced position of my body. My body wants not to fall, correct? That's the goal. Okay. So how do we get our body back here? Our back muscles fire so you stay on your heels the whole time, not on your midfoot or your toes. Because that promotes that forward hunch posture instead. And that one, then you have to lean back into the other muscles to make your body worse. Again, you want to feel uncomfortable. That's step one. You want to have your head up. You want to have your weight on your heels so your body stays back. The back muscles fire, the leg muscles fire to hold you up. Again, if we're going to walk that position again, heel to toe. I'm going to come up, keep my head straight. Heel to toe all the way. And use the wall for balance using just 2 fingers maybe. Keep your head up the whole time. Okay? If you want to use your walker for this too, have your walker in front of you. We'll go over that in a minute again too. Reiterate that. Your body stays upright this way. Okay? Any questions so far? If I have problems lifting my legs, okay, with my feet kind of, I have a patient right now, he stomps his feet a lot. Hurts his back, makes him go from a cane to a walker. I retrain him once a week. I walk through about 3 different exercises. I'm going to show you right now how to retrain how you step. Okay, in a slow process. You want to train your brain to realize your feet are your best way to hold your balance, not your vision. Okay, so you want to train your feet and your legs to work together, coordinate that rolling back and forth to start. So what I'm going to do, adjust the camera so you can see my feet if possible. If you want to, Brian, is it okay if I stand on the table?
Sure.
I know you'd say that, but that's not safe at all. Okay, I'm going to move this a little bit further back. Right, there's that. You can see okay? Kind of, sort of? I'll walk the whole way so you see. Okay, I'm going to walk this way. Heel to toe, use my head up the whole time too, if possible, and slowly roll my feet forward. Okay? So we realize it's both your work together, right? To hold your balance. If my left foot comes down heel, and my right, as I bring that heel down and roll my left foot forward, my right foot will naturally come up all the way through. Right foot comes down, heel comes down. Right left heel comes up and rolls forward. So I'm gonna slowly get my brain to realize I want this to happen every time. If that just seems like a little bit too much coordination one time to start with, which I do my patients have them do, is slowly put one foot forward and just rock back and forth. Probably country dance or something, right? I'm not sure, I'm not a country person. Country music. But can we do this? Slowly keep your head up, hold on to the wall if you need to, and roll back and forth, train our feet to slowly glide when we walk, not stomp or use our toes more. All right, so I'm gonna come back and forth maybe four or five times. You always wanna switch sides too. I'm gonna come over here, same thing, roll back and forth. Okay, back and forth, heel comes up, toe comes down on the other foot. Toe comes down, heel comes up. So realize your position, your body's gonna translate forward, basically slide forward as you do this, like a natural walk position over time. Okay, again, one more time. Other foot, here, back and forth. Now, I always want you to switch sides too, maybe four or five times. Give yourself a little bit of break. And again, as we do this, we always maintain our body being up, leaning back on our back heel, and our head going forward the whole time. So I always want to make sure your body's in a better position, looking straight ahead, not looking down. All right, any questions so far? Okay, so we're going to do this. Now we're gonna do, after you've done that, rocking back and forth, maybe four or five times both sides, we try to do it one more time. Can we walk heel to toe, and slowly, and I like slowing it down. Slowing it down for patients allows them to let their mind catch up to their body, if there's a way to say that. Okay, let your body rebalance slowly. If I do this, then there's no balance training going on. When you're training your balance, realize, you have to feel a little off to get your body to retrain. If you feel normal, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it slow enough. If I want to retrain my brain to see this as a better position, posture, and walking better, I want to go heel to toe, slow, stop, take another heel, slow, stop, right heel down, slow, stop as the left heel comes up, and pause, because that allows your body to rebalance. If you feel like you're going to be off, great. When you're off, that means your body's trying to retrain, get back to the other center line. It's firing your brain, coordinate with the feet, become better position, better posture, better balance. Again, another way too. Other way, hand against the wall, head up, shoulders back, weight on the heels, lift your left heel up, let it come down, roll the right heel up. Right heel comes down, left heel comes up as you bring your roll your right foot forward and all the way through. Okay, maybe all you need is four or five steps. Four or five steps, and that's all you need. Okay? Who wants to try that? Anybody?
Probably the only one that can stand.
There you go, there you go. But how do you feel slow use over time too? So let's try that and see. So against the wall first. Hand against the wall, hand. Let's do this. Because you've done this before. You've done this stand against the wall before, right? Okay. You've done that before, all against the wall. Head looking straight, good. All right, perfect. And bring your feet to separate a little bit more, too. And bring that left toe in a little bit. Actually, take a couple steps in place. Okay. Good. Now bring your feet apart a little bit. Shoulders apart, good. Now look down, relax your upper body, and which foot is out? Which foot is straight?
Looks like this one is out.
Yes. If this foot is out, it's going to throw your balance off a little bit. Mm. It's going to make you want to lean forward more when your feet are out. So you want to bring your feet in so they're straight this way. Number one thing. Mm-hmm. I'd go progress on that too. Okay? Let's face this way, Brian. Okay. Hand against the wall. And it's going a little lower so you don't hit the picture. Even though it's not going to move because I tried to take it off the wall before. And head back, shoulders back, right there. And let's go, watch me first. There you go. Watch me first. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go heel and toe. Heel and toe. Oh, yeah. Heel and toe. Heel and toe. Does that feel weird?
Oh, a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, let's go this way one more time. Hand against the wall. Left heel up and down. Right heel up, right heel, or right heel. There we go. And down. Left heel and down. And head up and down. It takes some time. It's not easy. Good. Does that feel weird?
Not as bad as getting a little bit used to after warming and then coming back the second time.
Let's try one more time this way. Let's recalibrate your brain this way too.
Let's start with the right one.
Good. Heel. Yep. And then toe. Heel. Up. No. Back. Take a step back. Heel. And then toe. Head up.
Oh.
There we go. Heel and toe. Heel and toe. Heel and toe. Good. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
It takes time to learn that process. This allows your feet, your body to get stronger up instead of being down the whole time. But again, even the head too, right? It's right. Hard to remember keeping your head up, feet here where they need to be versus being down this way.
Right.
The goal of this is how do you do this and not think about it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make it part of your daily practice versus having to think about it because you're doing it right now? But over time, you form that habit too. Okay, from what I have you up here too, a couple more things I'm gonna have you do. I'll demonstrate first. This hand's against the wall. You got two if you want over there. And I want you to stand up straight as much as you can. Bring your feet more forward, okay? More, right there. And then what you want to do is without touching the wall with your knee, bring your knee up, hold it.
Doesn't matter, right or left.
Doesn't matter. And then bring it down. Good, other side too. Hold it, and bring it down. This trains your upper body and lower body to work together. You get your body to get stronger, even upper body, as you get your legs stronger too, okay? This is all training. Think of a track runner, right? Someone runs a track. They do a lot of things that they don't do when they're running to make their body stronger when they actually do run. This is it. Good. Okay, when you come forward too, bring your leg up, bring your toe up so your toe so you can still see the toe above or in front of the knee.
Okay.
There we go. This keeps that knee and foot angle stronger the whole time. Good. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now we're gonna do this one here, Brian. A little up. How's your health insurance, okay?
It was.
Good. Covers falls and everything?
Yes.
Much as you remember? Okay. So here I'm gonna do another one. Once you've done the exercises, heel to toe, come back and forth, right? We're trying something now too by doing it with our eyes closed. So I'll demonstrate first, a couple steps this way. I'll start over here. Eyes closed, head up again, always start with head up position, weight on your heels. Now you want to go heel to toe, but head up, and if possible, closing your eyes the whole time. Heel to toe, head up. So your body stays up the whole time. This trains your mind to only use your body to balance, not your vision. Okay, if we do this well enough over time, when our eyes are open, our mind will naturally use our body to balance, gives a second reinforcement, prevents from falling, less risk. Can you try that too?
Yeah. Shut the eyes.
Sure. I'm gonna, same as before, but now eyes closed instead. Good. Head up, perfect. Good, look at that. Does that feel okay?
Yeah. Well, it feels a little strange.
Yeah, it feels like you're off a little bit. Good. Mm-hmm. It feels off and strange, you're retraining your posture. That's what you want to retrain your posture. Go the other way too. Okay. So let's see. Good. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Well.
A little off, right? Yeah. That's okay. Let's go this way now. What you do is just walk your naturally, heel to toe, head up.
Eyes shut.
Eyes open this time, and see how that feels now.
Do what now?
Just always same thing, but with eyes open. Does that feel easier now?
Yeah.
Because you trained your brain to use your body, and that can use your body and your vision to get your balance even better. Mm-hmm. One more time this way. How's that feel?
Every time you do it, it feels better.
Yeah, because now your brain and body are working together. We'll try this now too. Now we try something where a little bit different. What's the chance of someone falling backwards, missing a step, and maybe not catching themselves? Could that happen?
I guess anything.
It could happen, right? When we can't see what we're doing, sometimes our body will freeze. And that can make our body, it can make worse an injury. Mm-hmm. We try this now too, is going reverse. Can we go this way, toe to heel, coming backwards with our eyes open, head up the whole time, leaning backwards, so our body maintains that balance the whole time. So now we can reverse it to go toe to heel, make our body use our feet only as a way to maintain our balance and our position. Okay? Let's try that, Brian, and see. You can use the wall too, actually. I'd rather use the wall. There we go. A little different, right?
Yeah.
Is eyes open or closed?
Open.
Good, just want to make sure. A couple more steps. Does that feel hard to do?
No, not hard.
Brian, let's start over too. I forgot to watch your feet. Make sure we're rolling our feet back to the same thing as before, but reverse direction. Okay, let's start over one more time. We're doing that, rolling our feet. A lot to think about initially until we start making the habit like anything else too. It's a routine thing we practice. Comes easier over time. Roll those feet to you, Brian. There we go. So toe to heel. Toe to heel this time, my friend. So let's practice this first. I do the same thing. People have a lot of problems with this. Very common. Let's do this first. Let's roll back now, back and forth. Let's do some rolling this way about 4 to 5 times. Mm-hmm. And then switch feet. 4 to 5 times. Just to see how that feels for you. Good. So let's not bend the knees as much as roll the feet back and forth. So it's going to stay, we're keep our feet steady and go back and forth this way. Just roll them back and forth. There we go. Go a little higher with it too. Mm-hmm. Go a little more forward with it.
Oh.
There we go. So I want to go really high in your toe and then come back down. So shift the weight. One thing to say too, one way to look at it, shift the weight completely to one foot, then back to the back foot. Then pause. Shift the weight to one foot, and back to the back foot. Good. Good, does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Switch feet. Good, bring that back heel up, there we go. Even higher with the back heel too, there we go. So instead of coming up here, I want you to shift forward, straight forward, your weight to that right knee, right leg. Up, shift. There we go. How's that feel? Oh. Feels okay? Mm-hmm. Good. Now let's walk backwards again, so turn around. We're gonna go again here. We're gonna go, watch my feet first, Brian. Down, and switch. Down, and switch. All right. How's that feel? Use that wall too. There we go, sir. Look at that. Professional. Let's go back this way, so turn around, there we go. Head up to the whole time. Good, nice and smooth. A lot better than before, right?
Yeah.
A lot better than before.
Right.
Okay. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. We're gonna try it now with eyes closed.
Eyes
closed? Yes. So I'll demonstrate first, Brian. Show off my skills, I practice all day. Here, eyes closed, heel to toe. And real slow, right? Feel very fast. Take nice and slow. On the toe, drop the heel. 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 Let's see how it goes here, right?
So, backwards or eyes closed?
Eyes closed. Good, there we go. Take your time. And nice and small steps, always pause between. Picture's not gonna move, as we've tried.
I knew how.
How's that feel?
It feels close.
A little off, right?
Yeah.
And I like how you're slowing it down too. Yeah. See, the reason we slow it down and we want to do is make sure we catch ourselves, reset our posture, our balance, and start again. And so I can, we're not going to have no room to walk, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Can we do it now to train our body to make it easier when we are walking? Turn around one time facing that way. And then the same thing, eyes closed. And toe to heel, drop that heel. There we go. Nice and slow. Good. Head back, shoulders back, there we go. Move a couple more steps. Good.
Some that start leaning forward.
Exactly, we all do. So how do we, and as you just realize it's hard to do, great. Mm-hmm. That means your body's gonna train, you actually change faster too. Perfect, thanks, Brian. Cool. Do you want me to show you how to use it with a walker? Do you want me to show you how to do this with a walker?
I can't hear
you. Want me to show you how to do this with a walker? Okay. Is that okay? I'll switch with you if I can use your walker. I didn't bring my walker today. Right behind you there. Okay.
Mark, you got
there we go.
You can't trust me.
Don't you pull
that out. With witnesses?
Exactly. So for with a walker, you want to do is make sure your body, wherever you are, done this before too, get our body up here. Okay, if I'm gonna use a walker, same thing. Against the wall first, heels, hips, shoulder, and head, with our body back here using this as your balance point. Okay? Once you've done that, turn to one side. At that point, I would still put a hand on the wall, if that's okay with you, and walk again with your body upright where it feels like you're leaning backwards. And let your, realize, trust your body. If your brain's still working, your brain will want you to not fall down. So when you do this, like the wall, lean back on your heels, keeping your head up the whole time, walker in front of you, you said that purposely, walker in front of you so your body's here, and lean and take a couple steps forward. And just walk normally first like you normally would do. Get used to having your vision up here and the walker in front of you. Weight on your heels when you walk to start. Okay, this is good for you. Walk this way. Okay, turn yourself around. Use the hand or the walker if you're comfortable with the walker too. And keep your body up the whole time. Head up. And again, the slower you go, the more you train your body and your mind to see this as your normal posture position, not leaning forward if you do this right already. Okay, then come up and down, all the way through. And then take a break. Turn around one more time, and then same thing. Now what we want to do is practice, even if you have a walker, maybe against the wall, holding your walker to one side like this, once you lock it in, how does it lock in? How does your walker lock?
Down.
Oh, here, got it. The foot pedals?
No.
No, on the handle.
Push down.
The
handles.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Yeah. Oh, it's magical. Very magical. Okay, push down the handle. See, everything is different. Right there? Did it work?
Yeah, they don't lock real hard.
Okay, perfect. If I'm here, I can do is, once again, lock your walker. Now do the steps, I'll put it in front so you can see again, is where you rock back and forth, heel to toe, on both feet. Okay? That again will get your body to rebalance itself and use your natural smooth walking skills you've just learned with me. Make your body a little bit stronger, a little bit more balanced. So you use your feet as position with your head up instead of looking down the whole time. Okay, again, moving your feet maybe 4 to 5 times one side and switch sides. Here, same thing, moving your feet the whole time, walker next to you. To feel that position coming up, up and down, moving your feet forward and backwards, heel to toe, 4 to 5 times. Any questions about that? Okay, once you've done that, then using your walker, I'll unlock these bad boys here. Then you want to use your walker, keeping your head up again with the first step one. Head up, weight on your heels. Now roll your feet when you take a step. Just pause. Other foot comes up. Drop your other heel. Good. Good heel to toe the other foot. Keep going. And pause in between again helps you train your balance staying here instead of leaning forward, looking your feet the whole time. Okay? You will feel a little sore in your back, maybe your legs and ankles, because you're retraining your whole body. Your body needs time to adjust physically, along with neurologically, so your overall body can get that ready so it becomes your new normal here, instead of being down this way. Okay. Any questions so far? Basically, yeah, I did your walking thing, now my back's sore again. I'm like, great, that's what I'm hoping for. So I want them to feel a physical difference in their body through reaching that better position versus being a weak back. Okay? So again, here too, once you've done that, what you want to do is keep your head up. Once you've done the walking forward and backwards with the walker, again here, heel to toe, all the way, heel to toe, head up, shoulders up, all the way through. Okay? You can also, if you do use a walker, use a wall for balance instead, and go back to training your legs to get stronger by bringing one leg up, hold it for a second, one leg down. Up, hold it. When I do this, bring that one leg up, a leg holds all my body weight. Okay, so realize, use your own judgment. Can I go high? Can I go up here? Or can I go just here where it feels comfortable on this hip? If my hips get stronger, I can maintain better position, better balance, versus a weak hip will make me do this, lean to one side. Okay, hip having stronger hips allows you not to lean to one side. If you lean to one side, use your balance, keep your body straight. You do this 4 or 5 times on both sides. From that area, then we go to here again. Can we do heel to toe walking backwards? Crazy. Again, check your insurances. May not cover this, I'm not sure. Okay? I walk backwards. Again, I'm going to go reverse. I'm going to go toe to heel when I walk backwards. Toe to heel. Toe to heel. All the way through. My body says this is normal over time. Make this a better position, better body. Okay, any questions about that? Anything? Nothing yet? So again, who wants to try it with a walker? Anybody? Want to try it? How do you go second? Sit right there for 1 second. Put it. I need your walker too, sorry. Do you wear glasses or no?
No, I won't.
Okay, good. We'll start up here first. What's your name?
Betty.
Tony. How are you?
Okay.
Go against the wall. Watch the picture too. Watch the picture. Scoot over this way. A little more. Scoot this way. There you go. Right there. Now all against the wall. Heels. Betty. Hips. That's okay. Shoulders and head. Where does that feel uncomfortable? Where does that feel weird?
It's uncomfortable.
In your lower back?
Mm-hmm.
Good. We'll get the back stronger. Good. Okay. Now let's face this way. And do you mind if I adjust your handrails? I always go up because I want you to feel like you can go higher with this, okay?
Okay.
I'll show you why in a second. You just unwind, correct?
I don't know.
We'll find out in a second, won't we? All right. Because the reason is I want you higher up. If that felt uncomfortable, that means you're leaning too far forward. It means you have the touch to go back more. Okay, we'll find out in a second how high we can go in this. That might be your highest on this one, it looks like, so we'll use that for right now. And I want to go that high. Is that be too high?
It's pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high. And not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so let's hold off on that. We'll keep him here for now. We need to be adjusted later too. Okay, Brian? Take a note, Brian, on this one. Okay. Take some notes back.
Adjust later.
Exactly. Put it back on. There we go. Alright, so if I go here where you are right now, and we'll use this. And now, there we go. Lock you in. There it is. Can we keep our body up here using this? Even if we're just touching it for 1, 2, our body up here. Then walk with our head straight. Your normal walking position, slowly take a step, like you're in a wedding or something. Step. Good. How's that feel? Look good, look this. You did pay attention. You were awake. Turn around. Let's see how that feels this way. Does that feel weird? Good, perfect. Does it hurt the back?
No, it's okay.
Good, keep going. Heel to toe, look at this. Take the advanced class next time. Good, and when you try this too, when you go forward, pause. Let your body sit on the hip for a second. Other side, pause, and head up the whole time. There we go. How's that feel?
Yeah.
Good. Not your normal gait though, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Not your normal walking pace.
Oh.
There we go. How's that? Good. Stop right there. Now let's try this going backwards, sinking head up. And now watch my feet first again. You already got something. Is toe to heel this time. Backwards. We need to come back. Stop. And then other foot, stop. Good. Stop right there. Good. Good. Like you're leaning to one side?
Yeah, I'm leaning over.
Yeah. So happen by doing that, okay, if you feel that, then stop, reset your posture, and then make sure when you come down with that foot, all the weight sits there in that one heel, then switch sides, one heel. There we go. It's all trainable. As long as you're still living, you're still breathing, it's still trainable. Good. How does that feel?
My arms want to fall off.
Sorry about that. We have to get them stronger.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So I do this maybe 5 minutes a day. Maybe start with just this to start. 30 seconds here. Let your body sit against the wall with a walker in front of you. And then try this back and forth. And then give yourself a break. Let your brain see that as normal. So when you do walk, keep your body up the whole time. All right. Good job. Good job, buddy. I had my gold stars give me gold star, but I forgot my bag today. Also, you want to try it? All right. See, you said you're 65, right?
Yeah.
Good.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah, a couple more years. So first of all, what's your name again?
Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Yeah.
Okay, Lorraine. Go against the wall first. You saw me do this a couple times, right? See, Lorraine, how you feel with
it.
There we go. Good. With the legs, what about the legs? And heel against the wall too. Good. Heels all the way. Good. And then head against the wall too.
Ooh.
You're causing a lot of electrical impulse in the room today. How's that feel?
Awkward.
Fantastic. I like awkward. Do it the right way. Okay? So I want you to sit there for about maybe 30 seconds for you. And if the head doesn't come all the way back, that's fine. If the head come back where it feels awkward, that's okay too. Okay, let's face this way. All the way. And this time I'm gonna do is have you, whether you used your walker, is just roll your feet back and forth. See how it feels. And I want you to use the walker if you can in front of you. So you stand up straighter too. Oh, there we go.
This far?
Yep, that far.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Here,
sorry about that. I want you to train your balance so it becomes more confident here. When you go here, that's fine, but here it grows more confidence. And you lean back more when you're doing this too to make that back stronger. That's the plan, Lorraine. Okay? So we're going to roll our feet back and forth. Just roll back and forth. There we go. Good.
The walker moves too.
Yes, it does. So if you want to lock it in, you can lock it in and see.
Because otherwise.
There we go. Here, you're going to move. That makes sense. Yes. That's too much balance training if your walker keeps moving. Good. Bring that back heel up. Good. Further up if you can. There we go. Good. And switch feet. And head up the whole time. Sorry looking, Lorraine. No looking.
Don't look at my feet.
No looking. Don't look at your feet.
That's my problem. I keep looking at
that's
my
okay.
Feet.
It's easy to do, but then your back gets weaker and weaker. Trying to avoid that way. Good.
I can't look down below.
Exactly. Look more at the water over there or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you normally walk, you don't walk. I mean, I don't walk looking at the water. I look down.
Exactly. Here. Most people do, but that. So yeah, train your body, even if you're not moving your neck and shoulders or walking like this, my body becomes my normal. I want your body back here where it feels more confident back here.
Okay.
Well, you're 3 inches taller, okay, Lorraine?
Okay.
Okay, now we're gonna walk this way. I want you to walk heel to toe. Walk in front of you, looking straight ahead. Take a step like you're in a wedding. Pause, pause. How does that feel?
Okay.
And then turn around for me too. Let's try the other way. That's how this feels. Head up. Good. There we go.
It's to stay straight, that's all.
Yes, that's the tough part. And slow it down too. Take your time. Go a little bit further. And again, heel to toe. Really focus on those feet. Good. Feels weird, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's go one more way this way. Let's see how that feels. Okay. Good, in front of you. Good. People ask you here why you're walking like that, so I'm gonna get married. I'm gonna make sure I practice at my wedding.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. And see right there for me, try this too, what, where you are right now, going forward. Now go backwards, but I want you to, when you go backwards, is now watch my feet first. Go toe to heel. Toe to heel going backwards now. There we go. Nice and slow. Make sure you pause each step too, okay? Head up, head up, head up. There we go.
Oh.
Woo, it's work. Gonna wear you out today.
No, I just, I feel like I'm dizzy.
A little balance issue, right? Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it is?
It is, yeah, balance is off. Good, so we train our balance. Does that feel okay?
It feels alright, it's really strange.
I know.
Because I don't walk straight.
That's the thing, is, but if we're used to here, our body tells us that's your strength. This is your strength, this is your strength. We gotta get our body back to normal straight using the wall, and then get our body where it feels straight to strong and better balance, better position. Once we get here, stay here long enough, the muscles will go from tired and weak to strong and relaxed. And we have more energy. And we feel like we're 65 instead of 75. All right? Lorraine, good. Yes. Again, I've got more gold stars next time for you guys.
Next time.
Any questions at all? Mm-hmm. To wrap up, a lot of it is, can we do things to feel uncomfortable? And change our habits and add things for 5-10 minutes a day like this to make your body a little bit stronger, more relaxed, prevent falls, have more energy. That's the plan. You have long hallways here. Take advantage of them. Again, someone asks, what are you doing? I'm getting married. I have to get ready for my procession. And now that's the key, is find something and get yourself active moving. You're active moving, your body's moving, realize helps your brain. Keep the neurons firing, the nerves firing, so everything works better. Gives you more energy, gets you focused on more. If you can figure out how the stock market works and tell me how to pick my stocks, I'll pay you guys. I can't pick my own stock. Any questions? Questions?
When you're seated.
Sit up straight. If I'm gonna sit, last thing, my bonus for this year, I'll not be here next month, is when I sit, I want to sit like on the wall using my back muscles to keep my back strong, right? So if I sit forward, most people do, like this, okay? My back muscles are weak, my body's forward, it makes me look frowny until I feel like this. What I do is bring my feet underneath me, I'll show you in a second too, underneath me, and my knees below my hips, my body stays upright here. Oh. Makes my back muscles fire, makes my body feel more upright. Like you're saying, you have to sit as much as you stand, make sure your posture is good. Because your body sees this as normal, not this. Okay, so again, here, so you can see this too, Lorraine. Here, I'm gonna sit here naturally. Ugh. Okay, I'm gonna come here, my feet underneath me, on the front edge of the chair so I don't fall. Knees below my hips, my body's up here. So scoot forward. Scoot forward, more, 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 right there, for feet underneath you, up on my toes, further back with the feet, further back, right there. How's that feel?
Yeah. Strange.
Strange, right? Good. Strange and awkward like before. Perfect. I want to feel this so my back works better, so I feel stronger. You can always go to this if you want to, but this makes your body work in a better position, so you train your body, see this is normal, instead of hunching forward. All right? Are there any questions at all? Any questions, Lorraine? Any other questions? Good? All right. Betty, any questions?
No.
Good. Brian, any questions?
No. No, 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 Lorraine.
Good?
She walks on her toes.
Mm.
And they've been trying to get her to stop doing that.
So what I would do is have her train is go against the wall first.
Uh-huh.
And maybe here, holding the walker too, or a chair. Position. Even on the side too.
Yeah, I could get her in here.
Perfect. And here too, what I would have her hold next to her chair. is have her go here and push off her toe to come up, then come down her toe and here. So here. And have her roll her, when she's coming up, have her roll her foot forward the whole time. Come down this way. Does that make sense, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna come up here, roll your foot forward, push off the toe, land on the toe and come down that way. Train her feet to do this instead of this. So by coming, pushing off with the heel, coming up, and the toe touches last, coming down, toe touches first and coming down all the way. That allows your body to train that rolling effect. She can do against the wall too, rolling all the way. But that toe thing is promoting this, as you know. All right? Anything else? Okay, December, usually I'm here for December because the holiday stuff, I don't have any holiday jokes. So we'll have to have more January jokes. Anything else? Good? All right, you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see the video hopefully next couple weeks. I'm going to post that today also. So by doing these exercises daily, if there's about 4 or 5, and you see even Lorraine doing it 99 years old, still able to do them on her own. So if you're younger than that, you should be embarrassed. Make sure she keeps your body healthy, strong, and her body and brain connection keeps your overall body balanced, even when she's walking backwards with her eyes closed. All right, so good talk. Again, the talk has show notes, has the highlights of all the exercises for 1-2. Go there. Go to previous podcasts. Keep yourselves healthy, my friends. We'll all get through this together. Have a good week.